joking.
Welcome, everyone, all of our listeners on all countries.
Hello, across the globe.
Across the globe, worldwide. This is the International War on Pop Culture Podcast.
Woo! And if you couldn't figure it out, our music in the beginning is going to really set the tone for this episode.
Oh, it's about to get spooky.
Really, really scary. This is our fifth episode. Number five, the Cinco.
The Cinco.
We made it, Mike.
I can't believe it. Five episodes already.
Cheers. Cheers to that.
Cheers.
Clink. Oh, you have no more beer left in that.
I'm going to need to open up my pumpkin beer soon.
Pumpkin Drublick?
My pumpkin Drublick beer.
Pumpkin Drublick. Okay, how are you all? I am Rob.
I am Mike.
And we are going to be your podcast co-host for today or tonight.
We'll be taking you on a journey tonight through a haunted podcast. Know where I was going with
that. That was good though. I stopped. And then you're just like, nowhere to go. Anyway, yes, we're in October, so we're going to talk about a lot of horror things.
Tis the season.
Honestly, October is the only month I want to watch horror movies. Is that weird?
No. Right? No, I feel like that's a lot of people.
Not really me, but... Because, yeah, like you expressed last episode, you love horror movies.
The listeners know, Rob. They heard me talk about my horror films last episode.
If any of you didn't make it, though, I do love my horror films. I watch them all year round. Not just in October.
And I'm very excited about this podcast, because I got a lot to say. We got a lot of fun things to bring up.
We do. We have a lot of things to discuss. But first and foremost, Mike, Halloween? Are you a Halloween junkie? Are you one of those? Do you love Halloween?
I do love Halloween.
What do you like? Because I really don't like Halloween.
Why?
Is that surprising?
Why? Because I always have great costumes. I loved Broccoli Rob. He was Broccoli Rob one year. It's one of my favorite
Broccoli
costumes.
Rob was pretty good.
He was Broccoli, and his name is Rob.
Broccoli Rob was good. I don't know. I'm not, like, you know, 6 years old anymore. There's no need for Halloween, really.
But, you know, there's the parties and, you know, the candy and the scares and the outfits. It's great. You get to be someone else for a night.
You just name so many things that just don't seem, like, fun to
They're
me.
All fun.
Except the parties. But you don't need a reason to throw parties.
Yeah, but when do you ever get to party as a giant piece of broccoli, Rob? Only one night a year. So that's the beauty of this holiday.
When you said that, it was like Broccoli Rob. And I was just like, oh yeah, that's what it was.
That's what you that were.
I should bring that back. That was pretty good.
What are you being for Halloween this year?
I'm not going to tell you. What are you being?
I am also not going to tell you.
Are you doing Bernie for the show?
I got to try to find my Bernie costume so I can at least do that for the concert.
We're going to a concert on Halloween night. So that
the,
should
and
be
probably like the least worst, yeah the least Halloween-y music on earth. Going to see Sufjan's Stevens.
Going to see the good old Sufjan.
Really scary.
Super scary.
Spookion Stevens.
There you go. He's gonna. Well, the thing is, he always dresses up. So this is what it'll seem normal for one tour night of its entire year. This night will be normal that he dresses up in costume.
It would be funny if he just comes out in like a polo and khakis.
Yeah, he'd be like, oh yeah, I always dress up.
He's like, I dressed up as a crowd member.
But not tonight. Tonight I'm just like anyone else. That would be really cool. It would be like a role reversal because you know people in the crowd are going to be dressed up.
I'm going to be dressed up.
You are going to be dressed up.
Are you going to be Broccoli Rob in the crowd?
I'll think about it.
I know Rob.
It's gotta be something that's just comfortable. I don't wanna be like in all decked out in costume while watching a concert. That's just silly.
Yeah,
it's
silly.
A bit silly. Anyway, horror movies. Should we go into horror movies and stuff?
Let's go into horror movies. So as I already expressed, I love them, and I was really excited that we were gonna talk about that. We realized Not too long ago, maybe like 10 minutes ago, that there aren't too many great horror films out right now, at least that we've seen. So we don't really have any contemporary movies to discuss.
Even though we had an M. Night Shyamalan episode.
We did both say we're going to see The Visit. That was our twist. We told the listeners we were going to do it, and then we never did.
You've been Shyamalan.
You got Shyamalan.
How does it taste to be Shyamalan? A little salty.
Taste salty. All signs point to salty. Use your sixth sense to taste them. So yeah, we didn't see The Visit. I'm seeing Crimson Tide.
Peak.
Crimson Peak.
Crimson Tide.
Not Crimson Tide.
Not too much of a horror movie, that one is.
I'm seeing Crimson Peak in a few days, but that doesn't help us right now. And apparently there, besides It Follows, which we both loved, but that was months ago, there hasn't been any good horror films.
So I'm thinking about it, like, we both saw It Follows in the theaters together. We also saw Signs back in the day together.
And Sixth Sense?
No.
Okay.
Because I didn't see Sixth Sense until after it was out of the movies.
Know what horror film we saw in the theaters together? The Skulls.
What? The
Paul Walker hit.
The Skulls. I don't think I saw that.
Yeah, you did.
I'm not sure. I don't even know what movie
about
that is.
The Ivy League school, the secret society, the Skulls.
Okay, that does sound kind of familiar.
And they kill people and they get away with it.
That sounds terrible.
Yes, they kill people. Damn buttons.
Play that button. Mike has
the button
technical.
App
yeah, you're right. You're having technical difficulties.
That's. It would have been better a minute ago.
It's been freezing up on you, so we apologize
Bear
for any...
Us. I might just make sense.
Delay. You will be the buttons.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess we saw that one.
We saw It Follows.
And kind of like... We
Insidious
both...
3 was bleh.
You saw 3?
I saw 3.
Have you seen 2?
I don't remember 2. So maybe that's... I saw it. I know I saw it, but I don't really... can't recall much. Didn't really like 3 too much. And I think... I didn't see Sinister 2, but I'm pretty
but
sure
that
came out this year. And
I
heard it was garbage. So.
Little garb.
And I like Sinister 1 a lot, so I don't want to be
left out. Sinister was very good.
He's very good.
Yeah, so horror movies. Mike, you're a horror junkie, so let's just strip it down right here. Why do you like horror movies so much?
I like being scared.
Do you? Do they really scare you still?
They do scare me.
There's different types of scares, so what kind of things in horror movies scare you? Like...
We were talking about this before, and I'll agree with Rob. I've seen a lot of slasher films, but I'm definitely more afraid of, like, the supernatural and the ghosts. I don't like ghosts, because I've always been afraid of ghosts since I was a young boy.
Oh, no, okay, so is that the thing? Are you watching these movies, and you're like, this is scary because this could kind of really happen to me, almost, type of thing? Like, so you kind of believe in ghosts, in a sense.
And I realize it's silly, and it's not logical to believe in ghosts, but sometimes, late at night, I hear some tapping or some creaking, and I always assume it's a ghost.
No, that's right, because that is the coolest thing when you can watch a horror movie, and after the horror movie's done, you're kind of spooked.
It stays with you,
you're
yeah.
Spooked. You're just like, man, like, this is kind of like, this might be happening to me right now. Like, kind of like, well, after we saw It Follows... I'm not gonna lie. I looked behind my shoulder a couple times afterwards.
It was me.
You're not the 10-foot guy that was following anyone.
That part was crazy.
That was nuts. I did not like that at all.
But I don't.
What about those cheap scares? Like when it gets really, really quiet and she's about to open the door and like nothing's there, but then something's like behind the window that jumps out and the loud noise and just like that cheap shock scare. Do you like those?
Well, when it's done right, I've seen so many horror films that like I can guess. Like I know it's gonna happen. Right. Like, oh, it's behind the door, or now it's behind like the closet. But when done right, yeah, it's still terrifying. They'll get you. They definitely get me. I used to watch horror films a lot when I was young, and I think that's why I get so into them, because when I was young, I would get such an adrenaline rush from watching these movies that, like, I still just associate it with that.
No, that makes sense, definitely.
I used to watch, like, Friday the 13th when I was, like, 3 years old. They thought I was going to grow up and be a serial killer. Better watch out, Rob.
Oh, man.
Fucking buttons!
Oh, there it is. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. Well, that's funny because for Friday the 13th and like Halloween movies that we kind of like would grow up with when we were younger. I mean, obviously they started before that. Those are slasher films, and you made a really good quote. What was that comment about slasher films?
Slasher films, I feel like are the action movie equivalent for like the horror genre.
For horror genre,
like there's not really much going on. You get the plot. It's just a maniac killing people, but it's just a lot of action, a lot of gore, a lot of killing.
Exactly, and
it's
I would
a rush.
That. But it's funny because like where has the slasher genre gone?
I feel like it's still alive and well. I mean, that movie. I didn't see The Gallows. I actually heard that was pretty good. That came out in the summer. The one the guy he's hanging people.
Oh, I did see. I remember those commercials.
I heard that was actually really good. And I feel like just recently there was a few slasher films, but actually now I can't really recall any of them.
Don't worry. It was probably Halloween the 25th that was out, and it just...
Well, I know they've remade... Yeah, they remade Halloween. They remade Friday the 13th. And they remade Texas Chainsaw, and I feel like those are, like, the big three in the slasher
genre. I mean, how could they ever top Halloween and Friday the 13th? It's just, like, your classic horror movie, slasher film, and it has, like, the perfect title.
Yeah, Friday the 13th.
If it's not Friday the 13th Halloween, or Halloween, like, what else would you name it?
Spooky night.
That's where, like, I'll throw in Scream right there. That's kind of, like, a perfect... Scream,
yeah, it's another great
slasher. But that was in the 90s, so, like, yeah. I feel like... Where the 90s,
late 90s had a great run of slasher films. So it started with Scream, then they're like, okay, so we have a model to follow. We have really hot girls that are running away from a slasher. Okay, so we got Scream. Now let's do I Know What You Did.
We
have hotter girls running away.
Yeah, let's take J-Love.
And then they're like, okay, so we don't need just really attractive girls. Now we just need a huge, really attractive young ensemble cast. Urban Legend comes out. And what's the other movie that I was going to say? I guess Jeepers Creepers is a slasher film.
Oh, yeah. Well,
first one's good. First Jeepers Creepers is good.
I don't really remember it. I watched it, but I don't really remember it much.
The Scarecrow guy, cornfields.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Creepers, Jeepers.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Jeepers, Creepers.
I wish that was a button.
Well, it probably is. There's 1,000 buttons there.
Oh, fuck! Dang it!
What was that?
Creepy.
I feel like slasher isn't really. It's all about supernatural nowadays. I feel.
Well, I mean, they're doing there's been a lot of great supernatural movies come out over the last few years, so they're doing it right. I mean, Insidious, our love for The Conjuring is very strong.
It's very strong. It is passionate and strong.
Conjuring, I think, that was 2013. I think I ranked that as my second favorite movie of the year. Like, that's how much I like The Conjuring.
I think you did.
I really like The Conjuring. And Sinister, we just brought that up. Sinister, the first one was great.
Definitely, and
the first Paranormal Activity was great.
I would even the third one had some really cool moments.
That's the one where it was back
oscillating
and forth, right?
Fan.
Oscillating, yeah,
was
that was good.
Brilliant that was for that good. Movie.
Even though the ending was witches.
Ending was terrible. You just stop it before they go to the mom's house, and you're good. But yeah, the Paranormals, very awesome concept. And then you even had like, I don't know. But those are really, really good supernatural.
No, even in like the 2000s, like there was also The Ring, and then
Grudge.
That was followed by The Grudge.
Right.
Those were great supernatural films.
Supernatural is cool, man.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool.
Those are the ones that scare me the most.
Right.
They even though I love my slashers, like I've grown up, my knowledge of the Friday the 13th movies I don't know. I guess it's pathetic how much I know these movies. I can, like, tell you when the movie starts, all the cast members' names in the film, and how they will die, and the order that they will die in. Like, that's how much I know the Friday the 13th movies.
So would you say you liked Friday the 13th or Halloween more?
Friday the 13th, hands down.
Okay.
Hands down. Because, all right, in terms of, and this will be a good segue into what something we wanted to bring up, in terms of the killings, the way that people are killed... They're way more creative in the Friday the 13th movies. Like, Michael Myers, he's really strong, and he's got his big knife.
Right, right.
But from what I've seen with Michael Myers films, he either, like, beats you down brutally or stabs you with the knife. Jason gets, he has every weapon, he's like Link from Zelda. Like, his inventory of weapons is crazy. He will kill you with anything. So I feel like the deaths in the Jason films are the best. Even though I feel like it's... I don't really know where to put Freddy. Is he more supernatural or more of a slasher?
That's
it's
true.
Kind of
he
like
kind
a
of,
mix of both.
It's kind of like a hybrid.
But I would
I like, actually really did love the original Nightmare on Elm Street. I thought that movie was awesome.
The first few Nightmare on Elm Streets are really good.
I've only seen the first one, honestly, but...
You never seen 3?
No.
3, I'm going to bring it up, is one of my favorite deaths. That's the one, I think it's called The Dream Children. Oh, it's so good.
Dude, it's just so creepy because I remember that. I'm just
Dream
like...
Dream Warriors.
And I remember watching that when I was young. I'm just like, wow, what if I do have these really bad nightmares? What if I'm like dying in these...
You'll die.
Yeah. I'm like, that's wicked, man. It's so wicked. It's crazy. Freddy Krueger. Good.
Freddy had some great deaths.
Really great
murder scenes. And he was a great... Honestly, out of all horror villains, he was probably the most memorable horror villain because... A, he talks, so he has a personality. It's not like he's just a big, like, monster. And he has some really creative deaths, too.
Chucky
actually freaked me out when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah. Chucky 3, specifically. I mean, I don't know if you've seen it. Chucky gets so beat up throughout the course of the series that, like...
I feel like he gets his ass kicked so much.
Once he gets to Chucky 3, like, he doesn't even... I don't even know how they pass him off as, like, a cute children's doll. Like, he's stitched up and bleeding half the time.
It's like, here, play with this. This is your new doll.
So Chucky, in 3, Chucky was just terrifying from, like, scene 1.
Just from his appearance.
Yeah, just from his appearance. Okay. I'm like, this is not a children's doll.
Well, I mean, like, it's like, who would ever give anyone the Annabelle doll? Like, that thing is just creepy from get-go.
That thing is creepy as hell, too.
But okay, that segue you were talking about.
So, favorite deaths. I'm actually going to pass it to you first.
Whoa.
I want to know what yours is, because I could ramble right now.
You could ramble. I have to be a little bit more selective about my deaths. Okay, so we're going to talk about some of our favorite horror movie deaths, and for some reason, this is a terrible movie. Terrible movie, but this death I always thought was awesome. It was just so cool. I don't even remember what the movie was called. It's either called, like, I think it was called Cupid. Have you ever seen that one?
Valentine. That was the other slasher movie I was trying to think of.
Oh, really?
Nice, like, attractive cast.
Yeah.
Killing everyone. Yeah.
So there's one... Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, I've seen Valentine.
Okay, so there's one scene where I was... I don't know if it's going to be the right one. I don't know why I remember this one.
We'll see.
No, I don't think it is. We'll see. So, I don't know where they're at. Someone's house or something like that. And the killer is following this chick. And there's like this outside pool
area. Yes! I knew you were going to say that scene. Yes!
It's the great coolest scene. It's one of the coolest deaths I've ever seen. And for some reason, they have this like glass cover to keep, like, I guess, the leaves and crap out of the pool. Or a hot tub. I think it's a hot tub or something like that. And so she... I think she's just chilling in the pool, right? She doesn't know that she's about to get killed or whatever.
No.
She's chilling in the hot tub, just like, yeah, you know, just, she's just a hot chick in a bikini in a hot tub. And all of a sudden, the killer was just like, well, I'm going to close this glass and just capture you in
the pool.
This hot tub. And there's like a good, like maybe like a foot of like space from the water to the glass. So she could breathe still. But what does he take? He takes a freaking power drill. And that's like, you know, 2 feet long while she's like just gasping for air and just trying to drill it through her head. And it's like there's holes being just drilled and drilled. And he's like missing her a little bit. He gets her arm. She starts bleeding. She's yelling. But he's still drilling. It was just the coolest death. I really like that.
I knew you were going to... When you said Valentine, I knew it. I knew you were going to say that scene.
I just thought that death scene was awesome.
That's a good death scene. It's a great scene.
Go ahead, Mike. Hit me with a good one.
I have so many. I'm going to go with my favorite, though, of all time, because it's an iconic one, especially if you're familiar with the Friday the 13th series. So it's the third Friday the 13th. It's Jason in 3D, which happens to be my favorite out of all of them. And it's arguably, like, I think critics destroyed this film. And if you watch it now, it does not stand the test of time. All the 3D scenes are ridiculous. But it's his first... killing with the mask on, because in the first two movies he doesn't have the mask.
Interesting.
And actually halfway throughout the third movie doesn't have it either, but he gets the mask and there's this girl sitting on a boat and she thinks that this person wearing the mask is her friend for whatever reason, which clearly not her friend.
You're so funny with that mask.
The guy that her friend had the mask, Jason just killed him, so he got the mask, and he takes this harpoon gun and he shoots it from a dock onto the boat, and it goes right into her eye. And, like, it's 3D image, so the girl goes like,
"Pew!" Yeah.
So that's one of my favorites. I'm also really big on a few Friday the 13th deaths. I love the one where this guy is suicidal, so he slits his wrists. Freddy slits his wrists and takes his veins and walks him off the edge of a building like he's a marionette and just drops him. That's another like really crazy death.
That's pretty crazy.
I mean, I can go on with this. I'm not gonna bore the listeners.
How about Drew Barrymore's death in Scream?
Drew Barrymore's death in Scream is great. I actually like Rose McGowan's death more.
With the door. The garage door. Those are the two I was thinking about. I'm just like, those are cool. Those are really cool deaths.
I really like those deaths.
I really like that one. There's just one... Okay, so I don't know what movie this is. But there's one... I just remember because it was like on HBO way back in the day. So I didn't even... I just flipped the channels. I didn't know what I was watching. And it was one of those stupid like high school horror movies type of thing. Like teeny horror movies. And this chick... was like, I don't know if she was in a room or something like that, and she was taking a selfie of herself. And, like, she took maybe, like, 3 selfies, and I guess she sent it to, like, her boyfriend or something like that.
Okay.
And every single selfie...
There was a person getting closer.
And I'm just like, I thought that was awesome, just to see, like, that kind of, like, delay in effect, and she's taking a selfie, and there's someone behind her that she has no idea. I don't know what movie that was.
I thought that was
a pretty neat, like, you know, just like idea. Just because, like, it fits perfectly because it's like a high school movie, and of course they're gonna be the ones taking selfies and stuff like that. So yeah. It's just like, you better watch out by taking selfies. There might be someone behind you.
You know what it kind of reminds me of, and it's not so technically I'm breaking the rules because the guy doesn't die, at least in this scene. He gets abducted, but in the first Saw. When the guy wakes up in the dark room,
and he's
just walking around with the camera,
the red, and he's just flashing,
and the flash, and then he has the pig mask in the closet.
Cool scene, man.
I got goosebumps talking.
Really cool scene, man.
Yeah,
that's definitely a good one. That's one of the things I could appreciate about horror movies is that the directing sometimes is just like awesome. Sometimes the cinematography. They just do things with cameras, and I'm just like, oh, this is really, really cool. Like, it really got me to the edge of my seat, because I don't know what's going to pop out, I don't know where this camera is going to look next, because that's, like, the whole point about, like, directing. Like, you get to show a perspective from the camera, like, where you want them to see. It might not be where the characters are looking, it might not be where the action is, but it's where the director wants you to look at this certain moment, and that could be really, really cool in horror movies.
That's where I feel like, back to, we were talking about it just like a few minutes ago, Halloween series is really good with that. The director, John Carpenter, did a great job with tastefully doing the scares. Like, it's not just like shameless pop-ups.
It's not like boo!
Great directing, at least in the first Halloween. Great film.
Cool. Okay, so what's another thing that we wanted to discuss?
Our favorite Last Girls.
Oh, Last Girls. Okay, because like you said, usually in horror movies...
It's always a girl.
A girl that kind of like makes it out at the end. And
I want to root for a guy.
I know. Like,
I don't want to see a big stupid
guy. What is this? What is this garb? Sometimes it's like a couple, though, right? Sometimes
it's a couple. It's never just a guy.
Let's think about it.
I don't think I can name a horror film right now
where a guy just ends.
They always die. If we were in a horror film,
we'd be dead.
We'd definitely be dead. Unless you're with like Sidney Prescott, or you're Dewey.
That's true. Dewey never dies. okay, so mine would be one of my favorite horror movies, The Descent, when the group of hot chicks go caving in the Appalachian Mountains, and they get confronted with these weird creatures that just have evolved from living underneath, away from the sun so much, and they just go buck wild. But it's kind of like, that doesn't really work out, because like we said, spoiler alert, no one survives that movie.
Well, it depends on what version.
Exactly. Yeah. The USA version has... the main chick, I don't know her name, I don't think any of them are actually famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, hot Australian chick.
Hot Australian chick.
She makes it out. It was her kind of like journey type of thing. It was really, really cool, but yeah, in the real version, no one makes it out, which makes it even cooler. It really messed with me. Mike, what's yours?
I mean, I love my Shelley Duvall in The Shining, but... I have to go with Sydney. I mean, that was the only time I think Neve Campbell deserved to deserved any kind of relevance was her work in the Scream movies. But she was great as Sydney Prescott. I always was rooting for her, even though like you knew she was gonna live.
Let's just take a little moment and talk about the Scream movies in general. I haven't seen the fourth one, just to say. But I want to say, Scream, the Scream movies were awesome.
They were great.
They were able to, like, kind of make fun of horror movies while being a horror movie in itself.
And the first one has, like, a perfect cast. It was great. Even though, like, some of the actors didn't really go on to stand the test of time. And by some, I mean every single one of them.
But for that movie, it worked. Everything about it worked.
I even liked Matthew Lillard, and I can't believe I'm saying that, because I hate Matthew Lillard.
He's terrible.
But I liked him in Scream. Feeling woozy, man!
So woozy! No, it was so good. All around. It was just entertaining from the get-go. It was funny. It was scary.
It was mystery.
It was just, like, just the fact that, like, yeah, there was just, like, killings going around, and, like, in this town. And it's just like, yeah, there was mystery, and, like, people just put on the mask, like, they thought it was nothing, they were joking around with it, and while you were, like, kind of, like, living with Sydney and trying to, you know, experiencing her pain, like, it was just so good.
Have you seen, you've obviously seen 2 and 3, right?
Here's the funny thing. I saw Scream 2 before I even saw Scream, and okay. I saw Scream 2 with a bunch of buddies, and we went to the movie theaters to see it, and I thought that was a mind trip. Because, like, in Scream 2, people are getting stabbed in theaters.
That's true. Right? That was with Jada Pinkett.
Yeah.
That's killed
so
in the movie theater.
We were, like, young watching this, and I'm just like, well, what's stopping someone psycho behind me just stabbing me? I'm watching this movie, and I'm crapping my pants because it was crazy thinking about that. That was wicked, man.
Yeah. I always thought that'd be a cool premise if, like, a horror movie took place in a movie theater. I don't really know... I mean, if I knew how it would go down, I would write this movie, but I thought it'd be cool. Whatever. Scream 2. Scream 3 is crap, but it has the scariest scene for me out of all the Scream movies. I really don't like when... And this is actually... It's the only time where it's not a slasher scare. It's actually a supernatural scare.
Uh-huh.
But when Sydney's dead mom comes to the window and is, like, calling her name, it really freaks me out. I didn't like that. And then, like, again, when they're on set and the body, like, her body, like, comes up, yeah, that scared me.
It's good stuff.
It's not a good movie, but that part scared me.
No, Scream 3 was bad, but it was still, well, we thought it was the finale of the trilogy.
It should have been.
It should have.
4 shouldn't have ever
been.
It is
in my mind.
Yeah, well, it should be. You never, don't ever see 4.
I never saw it.
And I love 2 only because of my man crush on Timothy Olyphant.
That's
spoiler
right.
Spoiler alert, he's
that's
the killer.
That's right, he was in that. No. Oh, man, I have not seen Scream 2 in so long. I've seen Scream almost, like, every other year.
I feel like every Halloween I'm watching Scream.
Because it's just a classic now, you know? It got to that point. What were we just talking about?
So, our favorite last girls were
talking
about.
Okay, yeah, so we
went on to...
We did that.
I'm talking about Scream.
Okay.
And Scream is both one of our favorite movies... So we might as well bring up our favorite scares.
Oh, okay.
In my mind,
I'm like, you're going to forget about this.
No, I got it. These scenes, Rob, I can't erase.
Okay, so I'll say this one first then, because we kind of already discussed this one.
Okay.
So one of the scares that easily has stayed in my mind ever since I've seen it. And, like, you know, we were talking about it before, horror movies, if I watch a horror movie now, I think it's so much different than watching a horror movie when we were younger. I don't know, it's just maybe just not having to see so many horror movies, getting used to the type of scares, just knowing movies in general, and just that, you know what to expect. So, when I saw The Ring for the first time, and that opening sequence, which I think is one of the coolest opening sequences in horror history.
Amazing.
Just
Gore,
like,
Verbinski should make more horror films. Side note,
he really should, right? And just the fact that it leads to it finally concludes to, you know, you're watching this tape that's going to get you, and they think it's all BS until you see what it actually does to you, and then that warped face that you see in the closet for the first time, like, chills. Like, I might have screamed. Actually, while watching it out loud, it might have been the only time I've ever actually screamed. Like, I'll jump, I'll flinch, you know, whatever. But, like, this might have been the only time I've ever screamed out loud.
We were in high school, as Rob just said, when this movie came out. I remember I went and I took a girl to see this movie, and that scene. And it was cold. It came out in the winter. It was cold, And once that scene happened, I wrapped my scarf around my eyes, and I don't think I watched the rest of the movie or looked at her for the rest of the movie. I didn't know what Samara looked like until the second time I saw the movie. Because I didn't,
you really didn't watch it.
I didn't watch the rest of the movie. I was like,
what did you do for the rest of the...
I pretended to watch it, but I wasn't really watching it. I was kind of like sitting there like squinting and not watching the movie. Because that scene really, really freaked me out. And if, the only thing that tops it is, again, I watch movies, horror movies, way too young. I have a memory of when Channel 11 used to have the late night film. And I woke up in the middle of the night for whatever reason, and I see, in my mind, oh, it's Jack Nicholson.
Oh, God.
Let's watch this movie. I know Jack Nicholson. He's the Joker from Batman. And I watch The Shining, and the scene where he goes into the hotel in room 237, finally, and he sees the girl in the tub, and then she warps into this deformed, like, cackling witch and chases him out of the hotel is the scariest moment of my life.
That's just really disturbing.
It really freaked me out. Like, to this day, that scene's tough to watch. There's a ton of scenes that I could reference right now. The Grudge, as stupid as that movie is, has some really scary scenes.
It really does.
Like, when she's coming down the steps in the first one, or even... To quote The Grudge 2, when she's in the hospital and the lights are, like, flickering.
Yes, I remember that one, yeah.
It's really scary.
They have some really creepy things about that movie.
Yeah.
The Grudge is not a good movie, but some of the scenes were just excellent.
Terrifying.
For horror.
And, again, in the second one, when she's in the hospital, oh, it's the same scene. It's the end of the scene when she comes out of the sheets.
Yeah.
She lifts her sheets
and she's
there.
Oh, my God, that's nuts.
The Conjuring, I really...
Which one? Wait, I want to hear.
Really don't like the scene where Vera Farmiga's hanging up the clothes, and then the sheet comes off the line,
and then it stops on a
a figure's there, and then the sheet blows up into the window,
and then you see
the ghost witch woman puke into. I forget the actress's name.
Frances McDormand.
No. Lily Tomlin, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
She looks like Frances McDormand, though.
She does.
But that scene really freaked me out.
That is a nuts scene, too. Yeah, that's really freaky.
I mean, again, just continue. Like, the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, when you first see Leatherface for the first time, and he pops out of the door with the mallet and beats the guy in the head, also terrified me when I was younger. I mean, I can go on. I just love my horror.
You said something kind of interesting that sparked my mind a little bit. When you were like... After you saw that The Ring scene, you wrapped your eyes with your scarf, and you couldn't watch. And I was just like, you know what, that's kind of funny, because, sure, we're men, we're guys. We're manly men.
Yeah.
We don't get scared, but we do.
We do. Get scared.
We do. I'm just like, what else have you kind of done to, like, during horror movies, to kind of be like, you don't want to really watch it, but you do, like, because a lot of people will kind of be like, they'll do the hands over the face, maybe, like, if they're at home, a blanket, like, a quilted blanket, you can kind of see through it, but you don't, type of thing. Like, is there anything else that you've done or you've seen people do?
I mean, besides the peeking through the fingers and, you know, wrapping a scarf around your eyes, I've seen people just leave. I remember when I saw Sixth Sense with a group of people, and my friend, the scene where they showed the hanging, he got up and hung out in the lobby. And I think that's like 30 minutes into the movie. He just hung out in the lobby.
He's like, I am done with this.
And that's actually another one of the scary scenes
That is frightening. One thing that I've seen, and it was hilarious, it was that a girl actually decided... For the rest of the movie, she was going to watch the movie face the other way.
In the theater,
she was so scared. She was like, I can't do this. I'm going to turn around. I'm not watching it, but I'll hear everything. I'll feel the reaction. But she was like, I can't even watch this anymore. Sometimes I'll, like, really close my eyes to the point
like
I'm squinting.
Squinting.
I'm just like, I don't want to see it, but I want to see a little bit of it type of thing. And if people scream, then that's when I open my eyes. I'm like, oh, what did I miss type of thing. But, yeah. Horror movies, they are fun in that way.
They're great. Horror movies are great. I love horror movies.
Anything else? Horror movies... wise.
I don't know, I feel like I can keep going, but I feel like we hit every point we wanted to hit.
We were talking about the great and talented James Wan.
James Wan.
And how he is basically the horror master at this point.
Yeah, he's the true horror.
Like anything that his name is attached to now with horror movies, you just have to respect it. Be like, I have to kind of see this. It might look crappy, but you're like, you got to give it a shot because he has been proven over and over again. You can look at his filmography. His
track record, yeah.
It is insane. So many good horror movies. This guy must have such a twisted mind. But I don't know how he sleeps at night, honestly, to be able to direct all these crazy movies.
Bodies.
One more thing. I wanted to mention Cabin in the Woods that we haven't hit on the entire podcast. Oh,
one of my favorite horror films, yeah.
It was so different.
Well, that's why it's so great, is it's so inventive, it's so creative. The ending of that film
is... And that's hard to do with a genre
You're
beating a dead horse over and over again in a genre that you're like, oh, a horror movie, I've seen it all done before.
And then Joss Whedon's like, you know what, we've seen it all, so let's just put all of it into this one scene.
You're right, we have seen it all, so let's make it all one movie. It was really interesting.
Cabin in the Woods is great. I wish Joss Whedon would write more horror films. He's got a twisted mind, too. I mean, like, Buffy's not really that scary, but Supernatural.
Buffy's scary. Have you watched Buffy?
Sarah Michelle Gellar's hot. That's all it gives
to Buffy. I'll give you this. When I was younger, I wouldn't want to watch Buffy if I was the only one in the room past midnight, like, by myself. I wouldn't want to watch Buffy. There's some really kind of scary things that happen.
In Buffy?
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's pretty freaky. It gets really weird and freaky at points.
I like the movie. with Paul Rubens.
The movie.
And, what's her name? I used to think, whatever. She was really hot. She's not relevant anymore. Christy Swanson is Buffy. She was very good.
So, yeah, that's our horror movie roundup. Anything else? Any last horror movie insights from the master?
I'm the master.
You're the horror master.
I don't know.
Where do you see the genre going in the next 5 years or so? Like, do you see? Because like we were saying,
it really is cyclical.
It's ebbing and flowing. We have Supernatural. Do you think Thrasher will ever come back the way it did?
It is. It's gonna come.
And like, there's we didn't even touch upon like home invasion horror.
Oh, we didn't even bring up, like, Funny Games.
Which our friends hate it for some reason.
Yeah, that's a movie that me and Rob love, and I don't think I've successfully shown it to anyone and have them like it.
We gather around our buddies, we're like, you gotta watch this movie, and they just hate us for it.
Well, I mean, because there's it's a movie where there's really nothing it's enjoyable, it's entertaining, but it shouldn't be. Like, it's so disturbing.
And that's the whole thing, it's a commentary about people who, like, watch horror movies in a way, and like, how could you be
watching
some? Yeah, how could you be entertained with such gruesome outcomes? There's just awful people in the world that actually do these things. Like, how could you make money off of this type of thing?
Funny Games had the balls to do something which you never see in films.
Rewind?
No, not even that. They killed the kid.
Oh yeah,
they shoot the kid.
That is disturbing.
And you never see that actually happen in a film. Somehow or some way, the kid gets saved. Funny Games, they shoot that kid with a shotgun, he's gone.
For me, I think what our friends hated the most was the rewind.
The rewind, because...
The rewind, you're like, yes, this is actually...
Naomi Watts, who... Maybe she is my favorite last girl, because not only is she the ring, she's also Funny Games. Though she dies in Funny Games. But you see her finally get up and stop these guys, these two psychopaths, and what do? They just pan to the camera, they pan to the audience, and they go, nope, fuck you.
We're
rewinding it,
we
and
have to do this over
them.
Because we are going to end up on top this time, you know, type of thing. There's going to be no hero or heroine that comes through.
Everyone's
going to
die.
The bad guys are going to prevail this time. So
that movie's so good.
So wicked, man.
No, back to favorite scenes. I love the scene where they're chasing the kid through the house with the music
blasting.
Oh,
so crazy.
So, good. So
brilliant, though.
Good. And he goes...
Nuts. Absolutely nuts. Okay. So I think we've touched up on everything, I think.
I mean, we should probably... I'll find something else to talk about, and this will wind up being like a 3-hour podcast, so let's just... We'll call it quits for this one.
Yes, thank you for listening to our horror movie roundup.
Watch Funny Games, because I feel like a lot of people don't watch it, and that's my advice to the listeners.
But they're probably going to hate it just like our friends.
Whatever, watch it. It's good.
It's really good. American version. You could watch the German... I never watched the German version, honestly. It's the same exact thing, though. It's the same director, scene for scene, the exact same movie.
Yeah, same director and everything.
Right, right.
So I feel like...
But I would rather watch Naomi Watts than anyone else.
And, oh, I love Naomi Watts. And, well, Michael Pitt as one pretty of the cool, villains is pretty great. Cool, I hate Tim Roth in that movie.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone does. Anyway, well...
Worst dad.
It'll be weird for us to recommend that movie since we just spoiled the entire thing.
None of that happens. It's another Shyamalan twist.
Thanks for listening. Tune in to part 2, where we're going to continue this Halloween horror theme and talk about The Walking Dead.
Listener, beware.
We didn't talk about zombie movies.
Dawn of the Dead. Best zombie movie.
2004?
2004.
So good. The mall and everything. We have to cut.
Best zombie movie.
We might talk a little bit about that when we tune back. All right. Listen to part 2. Thank you for listening.
Oh!